Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
You just stepped into the land of milk and honey. That's right. We're marching around Jericho right now, and those walls are coming down. That's right. That's where wherever the soles of our feet touch, the land belongs to us. We're not playing with this. We're possessing, right? And so Luke 19 and 13, the Lord says, occupy until I come. Now, that word in the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, number 4231, all right? I spent some time with this word because this word stirred me up and let me know that we got to be like the ant. This word stirred me up and let me know that God is putting his super on our natural. And guess what? Lazy people going to be left behind. I'm going to say that one more time. God is putting his super on our natural. For those of you who are waiting for an acorn to fall out of heaven and hit you in the head, you will be left behind. Jesus said, occupy. Did he mean hold a space? Did he mean just hang out? Did he mean just wait till I come? No, that word occupy. Now, it's not that long. We can handle it, but I want you to put it on the screen. You got to put the Greek word for occupy, because you just say occupy. If I occupy, that means I'm just sitting in something. I'm just in it. You know, I'm around it. But there's more to the Greek word pragma to. I practice this word pragma to somahi. Pragma to somahi. So let me spell the pronunciation. Pragma. Y'all write it down, then you put it on the screen. Pragma. P-R-A-G-M-A. Pragma. Put that down. Put a dash. Two. T-U-E. Pragma two. Put another dash. Somahi. S-O-M-A-I. Pragma to somahi. Come on. Pragma. P-R-A-G. Y'all got to know this now. A lot of words I be telling you, you know, like oligosukos, that mean to be that mean to be small-minded. Oligosukos is not trying to be deep, but we need to remember words like this. Pragma to somahi, we got to remember it. That's pragma, P-R-A-G-M-A dash T-U-E dash somahi, S-O-M-A-I, S-O-M-A-I, pragma to somahi. All right, y'all doing real good. So that means occupy, pragma to somahi. It comes from the Greek word pragma, number 4229, which means to get things done, deeds, act, fact, a matter. It is related to the English word pragmatic, which means to be practical. Let me say this, church, faith without work is dead. Sometimes we're so heavenly minded that we cannot connect to the earth. Sometimes we're so spiritual that we cannot connect to the natural. But Jesus is saying, occupy. All right? Pragma to somahi, it means to be busy doing business, trade, or to create traffic. There's some holy trafficking, you know. You know, drug trafficking, that's a counterfeit. But there's some holy trafficking where we can get wealth. It means to bargain. It means to make deals, to accomplish through transactions. Another word for pragma to somahi is ergazomahi. Ergazomahi, yep. E-R-G-A, ergazomahi, and it means to work, to accomplish, to be effective, to toil, and to operate with increase. Come on, put it on your chest. I'm operating with increase. and I'm operating in increase. That word erga, E-R-G-A, dash zomahi, Z-O-M-A-I, erga zomahi. That's how I pronounce it. If it's pronounced some other way, that's how we're pronouncing it, so we'll understand it for the purposes of this word. Erga, E-R-G-A, zomahi. That's a word, just another word for pragma, to somahi. It's another word, and it means to be effective. It means to get things done. It means to be a shaker and a mover. To shake, you got to move. And you can't just move stuff. Some folk got to be moved out of the way for you to get what God has for you. Y'all ain't hear me. Some of y'all so nice that you don't have no power. We're not talking about doing nothing illegal. We're not talking about being rude, but we're talking about dealing with stuff in the spirit realm. Sometimes you can be, sometimes I've been so nice, it's taking my power. You know, you can't be so saved and so nice that you don't have no power. Some folks just want to be saved, and I just want to love the Lord, but God wants you to be effective. He wants you to be not just a shaker, but a mover. It's not just shaking, but you moving. We shaking and moving. Yeah, you talk, and we just say it in the world, you talk that yang. You saying a lot out your mouth. You speak well. You present yourself well. But where are the fruit of your labor? Where is it? All right? There's a Holy Ghost trafficking. I see you got that up there on the screen. Listen, God say do business, trade, create traffic, bargain, accomplish, do transactions, make deals, you know, bring the money home, you know, come on, be a shaker and a mover, you know, don't just complain and protest when you cannot produce, you know, protesting without producing. Yeah, sometimes we're so complaining and we talk a good game of complaining, but where are the fruits of your labor? In other words, God wants to put his super on your natural. And if you're not doing nothing in the natural, he can't bless a mess. God blessed something. Listen, he gave them 10 pounds and told him to work with it. Whatever God has given you, I know he's given you, you may not have a million pounds, but work with the 10 pounds. Hallelujah. Come on and sign up for that boot camp right now. Yes. See, the opposite of pragma to somahi, or the opposite of erga zomahi, is argeo, A-R-G-E-O, argeo. That is the Greek word number 691. And guess what? I'm giving you these words so you can look it up and know I didn't make this up, that I've done my homework. The Bible says study to show yourself approved, and now you need to do yours. Come on, connect with me in studying. Connect with me in proving. God say, prove me. Don't just pay your tithe and do your offering. Let's do some pragma to somahi. Let's do some erga zomahi. But we're not going to operate in argeo, R-A-R-G-E-O. It means to linger, to be in a lull, to operate in a spirit of being idle. God is not, listen, he's not the one to promote or produce idle minds. Idle minds are the workshops of the devil. And I'm telling you, got an idle mind, your whatever's in your mind is manifesting in your body. If you're idle in your thought life, if you got an idle mind, you ain't gonna have a lot of fruits of labor. All right? You ain't just here to hold a space, you know. Uh-huh. You gonna know I'm here. That's what you need to tell the devil. You gonna know I'm here by the fruit of my labor. Come on, say the fruits of my labor. There ought to be some manifestation. You know, if you're working for the Lord, if you belong to the Lord, if you feel with the Spirit, I don't believe God. Listen, God could have saved you. God could have saved me and shot us straight up to heaven. But he left us here so that we could occupy. He says, occupy until I come. It means to linger and to be in a lull. Argeo means to linger, to be in a lull, to operate in a spirit. of being idle. Look, talk is cheap. And words, I want you to put this on the screen. Words without work are idle. Words without work are idle. Put that on the screen. God showed me. He said, you just clocking time. And when a car, it's like I saw a car just sitting there running the motor, wasting gas, wasting money, and wasting time. You know, I'm not the one to know about cars and all that, but I looked it up in the older model cars, when you just let the car run without putting your foot on the pedal, the engine goes to idle and it just burns up gas. When you're idle, you're just burning up gas in the spirit. You're wasting time. You're wasting money. Listen, get from around people who are wasting your time and wasting your money. We're talking about shaking and moving. We're talking about doing something. Listen, for the Lord, but the fruits of the labor are going to be in my family. The fruits of the labor, the fruits of my labor. I've been working hard. There should be some fruits. Y'all hit them hearts right now. I need some thumbs up. That's right. Hit the thumbs up. Hit the hearts. And put those on the screen right now. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thumbs up and hearts, right? Listen, this is the older model cars, but it's 2021. All right? It's 2021. It's time to upgrade your spiritual vehicle. It's time to put the metal to the pedal, the pedal to the metal. Let's do this. You know, when Nike, it says, just do it. Y'all, did y'all know that the word Nike, Nikeo is the Greek word for victory. And Nike just said, if Nike can just say, just do it, come on. They just doing whatever. I think that Nike just made a shoe named after the devil. I haven't looked into it. I've been real busy. Thumbs up for Jesus. Nike just doing whatever is going to make money for Nike, and the people of God need to be doing whatever God is. It's time for everybody to get in place. You know, don't complain about Nike if you ain't in place. If you ain't in place doing what you're supposed to do. The word conqueror. Remember I said that we are overcomers and more than conquerors. Can you put more than a conqueror on the screen? And then I want to give you the Greek word for conqueror. This is real good. And when you're praying, let me show you something. When you're praying, we're going to talk about putting prayers together. And praying out loud. We're going to do something. We're going to do a lot of confessions. And I'm telling you, if life and death come out of the power of the tongue, as you begin to do confessions, that's why I'm glad for those who are pre-ordering that book, Pray Out Loud Right Now. If everybody on this live right now will go and pre-order that book, it's only a few dollars. If everybody on here will go and pre-order that book, we'll shake the market. Yeah, you wrote a book. It's real good. Yeah, you anointed. You pray in tongues. Mm-hmm. You got God in your life. You live holy. But when you start shaking markets, that's when you're occupying. That's when you're possessing the land. I want to ask everybody on here. If everybody on here would covenant with me, if you're on here, go to Amazon and go and Google Pray Out Loud Kimberly Daniels. I either use the link and order that book right now. That's how we shake and move. Not by just writing books. We got to support markets with believers. And the more you do it with my book, they're going to say, wow, people really want to know about warfare. Wow. Listen, if you ordered one, call and order two and three for your family members. Order those books. Pray out loud on Amazon. That is a perfect example of occupying. A lot of people say, yeah, I wrote books. Yeah, but I sold millions of books. we've sold lots and lots of books. You know, we're not a lot of people write books, and God bless. I think everybody should write a book. A book, Apostle Eckhart told me, a book can go where you can't go. And when you leave here, a book will still be here. Right? When you're writing, that book will represent you well if you put the right stuff in it. But I'm saying to you right now, we're not just writing books, we selling books. We pushing books. We pushing spiritual warfare. We're pushing deliverance. You can pre-order these books. Go to Amazon.com and Google and put Kimberly Daniels, Pray Out Loud. Or either there's a, that's right. I appreciate you, sister. Or either there's a link on this page right now. Amen. No Argeo. A-R-G-E-O. No Argeo. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Let's go back to conqueror. The word conqueror. We are more than conquerors. Y'all ready for the word conqueror? The word conqueror is hupernikeo. Hupernikeo. So it's more than victory. Hooper, H-U-P-E-R, Nikeo, N-I-K-A-O, which relates to Nike or victory. Hupernikeo. Come on, put that on there. And it means to utterly destroy. God don't want you to just win. He wants you to beat them down. He rebuked them in the Bible when they only hit the ground one time. He said, why did you only hit it one time? You should have hit it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, many times as you can. You, when you kill a snake, y'all hear me? When you kill a snake, you don't just cut it. You kill it. You destroy it. God told them to utterly destroy. No Argeo, Terry Brazil. Thank you. Utterly restore. That's what hupernikeo. Y'all got that word hupernikeo? That's right. Hupernikeo. Utterly destroy. Dominate. Take over. Exercise rule, reign, and dominion. The opposite, y'all want to know the opposite of hupernikeo? It's a Greek word, hupeiko. H-U-P-E-I-K-O. H-U-P-E-I, hupeiko, and it means to submit or just go with the flow of whatever is going on. I need you to put that hupeiko on the screen and we renounce it, we bind it, we cast it out, we pull it down. Here it is right here. let me, hupeiko, H-U-P-E-I-K-O, it means to submit. It means to go along with the flow. Just accept where everybody's doing it. So I'm going to do it too. You know, this is the way of the land. You just, let me tell y'all something. If you're a child of the King and heir of God, you know, we render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but what is mine is mine. Yeah. You render unto Caesar. You can't do stuff that the world is doing. You can't be like everybody else. That's that hupeiko. That's that lukewarm, compromising spirit. It means to just agree and submit. I might as well lay down and be like everybody else. But oh no, when you start talking about hupernikeo, it means to resist. Put that on the screen. Resist. There is a Holy Ghost resistance to anything that's coming against that which God says is mine. James 4:7, it gives us three instructions. It says, number one, submit to God. Come on, put that on the screen. Submit to God. Before we talk about resisting, let's get the James 4:7 model for effective spiritual resistance. James 4:7. The first thing you have to do, come on, put it on the screen, resist. Submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee. That's it. Submit, resist, flee. Submit, resist, flee. Submit to God before you ever resist. There is no resistance without submission. You trying to resist the devil without submission to God, you're going to get beat down with a mighty beat down. You can't go in and I'm going to resist. You can't resist the devil, you know, when you're working with him, you know, and you got to submit to God, you know, be that son, be that daughter. Then you can resist the devil. And guess what he going to do? Because of the authority in you, he will flee. He will flee. Come on, put that on the screen. He will, the devil cannot stop you. Submit to God. Resist the devil. But he will flee. You got to know that he will flee. You got to know that we're in the world, but not of the world. And there are more for us than there can ever be against us. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. You cannot possess the land being like the land. There are giants in the land. Take their place. Don't join them. Don't become like them. Displace them. Oh, I know I'm preaching real good. That word resist, the Greek word, let me give it to you, is anthistemi. Resist. Anthistemi. A-N-T-H-I-S. A-N-T-H-I-S-T-E-M-I. Anthistemi. Resist. Anthistemi. A-N-T-H-I-S-T-E-M-I. Anthistemi. It means resist, and it means to come against. Resist don't mean to bow down to. It don't mean to agree with. It don't mean to run away from. It don't mean to be scared of. It means to come against. I come against you. I resist you. And this to me. In the name, y'all think y'all, we ain't, listen, in that room, in that boot camp, in that Zoom room, it's going to be on and popping. Listen, I'm almost finished. But I want to take time to take the offering right now. I got a second part. I'm not finished with this message because we're going to do a confession. And I have an overcomer's prayer, and we're going to pray it out loud. An overcomer's prayer. But right now, while we're on this live, I want you to take the time to pay your tithe, your offering, right in the middle of this message. You done heard all of the scriptures I give you about possessing the land and occupying and Yarash, praise God. But I want you to go to $Apostle Kim 22. That's my Cash App. $Apostle Kim 22, or go to Givelify, search Spoken Word Ministries, Jacksonville, Florida, or go to KimDanielsMinistries.com and give through PayPal, hit the donate button, or go to P.O. Box 28007, Jacksonville, Florida, 32226, and send a check, okay? All of that. Thank you, Marcia Bond. She put all of that information right there. You can click that, her information right there that she put on. Thank you, Marcia. You can click that information and you can give your offering right now. And guess what? Put that 21 in that offering. You may give $1,000.21. You may give $500.21. I'm asking those of you who can to give $21 or $121. We're going to keep working this thing. Thank you. I got a check right here. We're gonna hide the. I got a check right here where the sister sent, and I'm not sure this, but the sister sent her check for $121. And right now I'm praying right now for the business of this realtor who sent this $100. And Father, I thank you as a sign, as a significance, that even as people are giving their offerings right now, as they're planting their seeds, and when you plant your $21, when you plant your seed, just put on the screen, I have sown. You don't even have to put how much. You don't even have to put how much. I see people sowing $1.21. God gonna bless you real good. Come on. Go to that Cash App. It's somebody on here. And girl, your check is in the mail. And I ain't going to say it no more, but your $1,000.21 is in the mail. Somebody on here has the ability, as there's at least one person. There's one person besides me that can give $1,000.21. Because we already sent the check out to somebody who really needed that. And we've been blessing. There's somebody on here that can sow a seed of $1,021. If you planted your seed, I don't care if it's 0.21 cents. I need you to put sown. I need you to put sown. See, right now we losing folk on the screen. This ain't when you're supposed to leave. This is when you're supposed to go forward. That's why it don't work. Because you can't be God-given, make money, manage money, multiply money. This is our offering. You know, this is our time to give. Thank you, Terry Brazil. This is hot, fertile ground. You know, the atmosphere is just right now. And Heather, I see you waiting on funds. But until then, I need somebody to sow a seed for Heather. Hallelujah. I want everybody on here to sow. I have given on Givelify. Thank you, God. Either give on that Cash App, give on Givelify. 121. I'm looking at the check right before me. 121 or $21 or something with 21 cents. Something with 21 in it. I guess it could be $2 and $2.10. However, just have that 21 in there. So listen, we were talking about, and as you're planting your seeds, go ahead and keep planting your seeds. And as we're going on, and if you're watching this a second time, if we're off and you're not watching it live, please participate in the offering, because there's no distance in the spirit. Listen, that athistemi, it means to come against. It means to stand in resistance, whether in deed or word. You know, listen to this. It means to resist, means to stand in resistance, whether in deed or whether in word. Our words can resist or come against, or our deeds can resist or come against. Your words can come against something. Your deeds can come against. Listen, when someone, I'm going to say this to you. When someone is real nasty to you, now, I'm not talking about a narcissistic relationship, a dangerous relationship, or somebody that's trying to harm or hurt you. You need to get out, you know, hit those hearts if you know you need to get out of that relationship. But I'm telling you, when there's somebody you know you're going to be around or whatever, and they seem to, for some reason, do you wrong, you know the best way to come against that is by a deed of blessing them. You overcome evil with good. Now, I'm saying you have to really be led when you're doing that, because I've done that and people have taken my kindness for weakness. You know, because in the worst situation, I wanted to be the saved one. I wanted to be the Christian one. I wanted to show the love of God in a situation where I should have run. I should have ran. Thank you, Kelvin, for sowing. And thank you, Miss Eloise. Thank you, Minister Eloise, Evangelist Eloise. God bless you. Spoken Word Ministries. That's right. Thank you, Kimberly Hoshman, for sowing that 121. Come on, y'all. Keep sowing them seeds. Because as long as you living, you got to keep giving. Somebody say, I gave last week. You know, somebody say, I gave last week. And you're going to have to give next week, too. You got to give. Listen, every week, I know that God is bringing increase. So as God bring increase, the Bible say, give as he brings increase. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, let's press through to the end of this word. Just a little bit more time. Listen, we get out and we get out to the restaurant. We'll stay all night talking. Can we spend a little time feasting at the table of the word, for the word that God has for us? Thank you. Thank you, Kama Blackman. God bless you. And Cheryl LaBall. I just want to appreciate those of you who are sowing. Hit those hearts if you are a sower. Come on, hit those hearts if you are a giver, if you are a tither, if you are a first fruiter. I'm going to be teaching on first fruits coming up real soon. I'm working on it. I have sown, right? You know, guess what? We sowing some crabs. Listen, in Jacksonville, Florida, we the crab capital, all right? Especially when it comes to those garlic crabs. We ain't never sitting up saying, child, I just ate some crabs 2 days ago. I want some crabs. You know, we keep doing what we keep doing, but let's keep giving, keep sowing. And don't be ashamed. Don't ever, are you giving to that man? You get, what a better, what, folk out there giving to dope and giving to the club and giving to liquor. Ain't nobody complaining about that. But you're planting seed in hot ground. Thank you, Arlene Flint and Sharon Jackson. I appreciate all them hearts. Now, let me say this. Romans 8, 36 and 37. We closing out. Romans 8, 36 and 37. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. We are killed all day long, as it is written. Y'all know folk be coming up against Christians and believers. And Romans 8 and 36 and 37, it says, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all day long. People killing us with words, killing us, attacking us, coming against us. We are accounted. They account us and say we are sheep for the slaughter. They count us as sheep for the slaughter. They count us as losers. They count us as dead and gone. But when you go on down in the scripture, it says, nay, no, no. Put N-A-W up there. The Bible said, my version is no, nay, I don't think so. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us, even though we counted for the slaughter, even though they have counted us out, have no respect for us, count us as nothing. The word says, nay, though they think that way, no, I don't think so. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Come on, put no. See, that's a word you need to get up early in the morning and tell the devil, no, you're not sending my children to prison. No, you're not foreclosing on my house. No, you're not doing whatever you're trying to do. No, you can't have my mind. No, you can't have my peace. No, you can't have me. No, in all these things, I am more than a conqueror. Joshua 1 and 3. Y'all, we closing it out. We closing it out. I got two more pages. And most half of them pages is filled with our confession. Joshua 1 and 3 says that every place where the sole of your foot shall tread upon. Now, I didn't do it, but I want somebody to go and look up the Hebrew word for place. In Joshua 1 and 3. Come on, work with me. The Hebrew word for place in Joshua 1 and 3. Every place. And let me make sure that's in the King James. You have to have the King James Version to look up Hebrew and Greek words. Okay, so Joshua. Let me make sure that's a. Yep, it's in the. It's got places there. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Somebody need to look up for me and put it on the screen. I need to know. The Hebrew word, come on, I'm going to work y'all a little bit. The Hebrew word for place in Joshua 3 and 1. God said, wherever your feet touch the sole, not the top of your feet, not the back of your feet, not the front of your feet, wherever the bottom of your feet, wherever the sole of your feet. You know why? Because the centrifugal forces of God, there's something in the bottom of your feet that when it connects with the earth recognizes who you are. That's why when you walk on something, the Hebrew word, come on, y'all, give me that Hebrew word for Joshua 1 and 3, place. When you walk, it says wherever, every place. So I need to know what place is. Every place the sole of your feet shall tread upon. Remember I taught on that treading anointing? Don't just walk on it, tread it. That means you gaining ground. You ain't slipping up and slipping down. You ain't slipping and sliding and ducking and dodging. You treading. Come on, treading anointing. And the bottom of your feet do warfare. The centrifugal forces of God, it connects with the earth, and the earth know who you are. And God says that every place that I've given you, Just as I said unto Moses, this is generational. This thing is coming down the bloodline. And guess what? It ain't coming through the black bloodline. It ain't coming through the white bloodline. It ain't coming through the Hispanic, the Asian, or any other bloodline. It's coming through the bloodline of Jesus. Uh-huh. This is the generational blessing that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through the lineage of our Savior, through the bloodline. Come on. Through the bloodline. That thing is coming. It's a generational inheritance, a generational possession. That's why you can go in and possess the land, because God said, I gave it to you. And those who have it, they guess what? They temporarily got it because they perpetrating a fraud. They stole it. They got what's yours. You're not taking theirs. You're taking what's yours, and they're occupying and getting you taking your stuff that God promised unto your forefather. You ain't never had to touch it or see it. It's yours. Come on, put this on the screen. Say, okay, Macomb, what does it mean? I see. What does that word Macomb, what does it mean? Macomb. All right. Whatever, every Macomb that the sole of your feet, but what does it say? Macomb. Is that the pronunciation? The soles of your feet. What does Macomb mean? Hallelujah. Every Macomb, every place your feet touch. Come on. Give me that. Put definition of Macomb or Macomb. Put that definition up there. It means standing. Wow. Woo. Come on. Anybody else got a meaning? What does that Macomb mean? The place, the Hebrew word. It means standing in place. It means everywhere when you are in place. Y'all got to help me. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. All right? After having done all to stand, stand some more. It means to be in place. Everywhere the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that I've given you, just as I gave it to Moses, that generational spiritual blessing from the wilderness of Lebanon to the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, all them ites and enemies, unto the great sea, unto the going down of the sun. Guess what? It's talking about time and place. When you're dealing with territorial spirits or territorial warfare, you got to consider time and place. It shall be yours. Come on, say, it shall be mine, but there are limitations because it's according to your coast. It's according to your area of operation. You can't be Kim Daniels and I can't be Benny Hinn. Find out what your coast is and stand in it. Find out where your special anointing. Thank you, Arlene, for sowing that seed of $121. Be in place. Be in place spiritually. Be in place financially. According to your coast. Put the word coast up there. Let me give you. Y'all got your Rosh, right? Man, y'all gonna be, y'all ready to go pray? Father, I thank you that as I'm walking on this land, as I'm entering into this place and my feet are touching the land, I decree and declare that I will Yarash, I will displace, I will possess the land. I will possess what's mine. I'm displacing so I can start possessing. I will not be dispossessed. I'm gonna repossess. I'm gonna possess and repossess. It's mine. Y'all, this is a good word. It shall be yours, but it says according to your coast. That word coast is Gebul. G-E-B-U-L. Gebul. But the pronunciation is G-E-B-O-O-L. Gebul. G-E-B-O-O-L. That's the pronunciation. I think the real word is G-E-B-U-L. Gebul. It, guess what Gebul is? Come on, y'all, put Gebul. Put coast. My Gebul, my coast. The Hebrew word is Gebul. Yep, that's right. Uh-huh. When I Yarash and when I enter into my coast, when I enter into my Gebul, my coast, my area, God, increase my territory. Increase my coast. Increase the limitations and the boundaries that you have put. Gebul is a limited, in other words, everything ain't yours. You can't just walk on everything and point that stuff, talking about mine, 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 mine. You got to know what your gebul is. You got to know what your kos is. All right. Your gebul, your kos, is a limited enclosed area called yours. It's a limited enclosed area called yours. So it's an enclosed area called mine. A limited kos is roped off. It ain't everything. It ain't everywhere. But it's all time. It's yours. A limited enclosed area called yours. Can y'all put that on the screen? A limited enclosed area called yours. Gebul. My coast, right? Which God has allotted and allowed for you to have with unlimited possibilities and potential. In other words, your gebul, your coast, your area of operation may be limited, but the possibilities within your coast are unlimited. Y'all ain't hearing me. See, you got to stay where God has called you to be. You got to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people. Your coast may be roped off in a limited area, but as long as you stay in that limited area, the potential and the possibilities, because you are in place, it is unlimited. So your limited becomes unlimited when you're in place. Y'all know I'm preaching real good. I want to run around this room and lay hands on myself. Your limited becomes unlimited when you are in place. A limited place called mine. Woo. A limited enclosure that God has gifted and given and authorized for me to have. My area of operation, my gebul, my coast may have limitation. It may have borders, you know, but when I'm in those limitations and within those borders, the results and the potential and the possibilities are unlimited. You got that, Sharon Graydon? Long as I'm in place, listen, when I'm in mine, you can't touch me. But if I go out there and try to operate in yours or his or hers, I got to operate in mine. You got to operate in yours. You got to know who you are in God. Don't let people pull you into fights of jealousy, of envy. I know this is a word for somebody besides me, because that's why I am. That's why I don't have no problem with forgiving, because I know who I am in the Holy Ghost. And when God bless somebody, I'm not going to be jealous. And I'm not even sitting up saying next, because my blessing may not even be connected to theirs. What God has for me is for me. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying, oh God, I know she got it. Now, I know a woman of God called me yesterday and told me about how people were planting seeds. Listen to me. And it was $500 seeds, and folk were planting seeds and blessed her real good. Before she could stop talking, I was getting my Cash App out to send her $500. Cause I was like, oh no. You said what you taught on, and I knew I needed a move from God right then. By the time I hung the phone up, the person that I needed to call me with my blessing called and opened that door. Everything ain't money. I needed a door to open. And guess what? I was on the phone, on one phone line with the woman of God, before I could Cash App on the other phone, heard the $500. That's why I say, don't you make no excuse or be ashamed about giving, because you're giving to a giver. Now, if I was a stingy person, and if I was a selfish person, and if it was all about me, if I was you, I would keep my money. But if you know Spoken Word Ministries has been a blessing to folk, and this ain't just about giving, but I'm trying to tell you how you possess, how you occupy, how you get into your gebul, how you your rosh. Yeah, we're getting to the meaning of the word and what it really means. My area of operation may be limited, but when I'm in my limited area that I'm assigned to be in, the possibilities and the potentials are unlimited. I'm in my designated border, or my boundary, or my territory. I'm talking about the territorial warfare of being in place. The territorial warfare of being, saying the right thing out of your mouth. Sometimes you could be in the right place and say the wrong thing out your mouth. You know, we need to ask God, please help us to govern what we let go out of our mouths, because we can't take it back. Sometimes somebody's trying to bless you and you still saying you got guards up because you don't understand. Somebody's trying to bless you and you say the wrong thing out of your mouth and you block the blessing. There's a territorial warfare even in how you speak. There's a territorial warfare. It's not just a place. There's a territorial warfare in how you carry yourself. There's a territorial warfare in who you connecting yourself with. Listen, the worst kind of territorial warfare you can have is to be in the presence of working with the wrong folk. God, help us to watch our mouths, but help us to be connected with the right people and disconnected from the wrong people. It is, territorial warfare. You know, it's all about territorial warfare. You can dress a certain way and cause warfare. Y'all ain't gonna hear me. See, that's why those who are the sons of God and the daughters of God, they're led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Listen, and the good thing when he said, I'm drawing this coast, and then he said, now, not only am I going to do for you the same thing I told you, I told Moses, this is coming through the generations. This ain't nothing new. You need to get under the spot where the glory is coming out. You know, there is a flow. There is a overflow. And you got to get under the spout where this thing is coming out. You got to get in place. And when you get in place, no enemies. While you standing and while you're in your place, no enemies will stand before you in your territory. I'm talking about they may stand, but their knees going to buckle and they're going to fall. They won't stand for you boldly. They won't stand before you. They will not be able to stand the anointing on your life. They have to get up and go. Resist the enemy by being in place and he will flee. Yeah, territorial warfare, that is geographically, which are spiritually mapped out. Uh-huh. With your name on it. A territory with your name on it. Isn't that something? In other words, the demons know that I'm in Rhonda Whitmore's coast. The devil know when they step into Ellen Coswell's coast. The devil know Yolanda Piper Thomas when he stepped into your coast, your realm. When you in place, come on, know your place and be in place. And don't worry about when people going here or there. You know, when folk leave church or lead a ministry, oh, well, everybody's leaving. Honey, you stay in place. 1,000 will fall to one side, 10,000 to the other, because you can get out of place. I don't care what's going on unless the Lord tell you to leave. Stay in place. God, I thank you. There's a territory. There's a coast with your name on it. And it's a place called there. Uh-huh. The ascent of Ziz. Put that on the screen. Am I giving y'all some ammo to put in your weapon when you pray? I could see you. I could see you walking the floor and saying Yabul, okay? And I could see you saying Jabul and Yarash and Nikhail. And I really can see you saying, God, I'm standing at the ascent of Ziz. A-S-C-N-T of Z-I-Z, the ascent of Ziz. That's where the man of God stood, Jehoshaphat. He told the people to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. He also told them to believe. This is what he said. He said, believe in God and you'll be established. He said, believe the prophet and you will prosper. That word prosper means to be pushed forward. Some of us, we need to be pushed forward. We shy. We scared to cross over into our territory. But before they could go into the promised land, they had to stand at the ascent of Ziz. They had to be there and they had to stand and see the salvation of the Lord and know that if God sent you, he with you. And if he's with you, you're going to win. Come on, put your hand in your chest. Say, God is with me, I win. Y'all ready for this confession? I need you to get in place. Go get your children. Go get those of your family member. That's right. Propelled, pushed, prophesied into place. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Thank you, Yolanda. Mm-hmm. If you believe in God. You'll be established. You have a foundation. You believe the prophet, you will prosper. You will be pushed forward in the name of Jesus. Do you have everybody with you right now that you want to do this confession? We're gonna do pray an overcomer's prayer, and we're gonna pray out loud. Some of you, you need to speak, get in the mirror and say, I'm a winner. The devil got you thinking, come on, can I get some hearts now? Can I get some hearts? Can somebody just put a few hearts? You ain't gotta hit some hearts. Let me know you there. I don't know if they done cut something off, or can you just hit some hearts? All right, God bless you. Thank you for them hearts. Start hitting those hearts. Thank you, God. There, hit the thumbs up, hit the hearts, whichever one the Lord leads you. Hit those hearts as we make this. Lay that phone down and hit those hearts as we make this confession. Hallelujah. I appreciate you so much. And thank you for your participation. Thank you for coming to this service today. But you will not leave the same. You just stepped into my coast. And guess what? If God is covenant, causing you to covenant with me, my coast is your coast. And it's our coast. And we're going to possess and overcome and conquer. Come on. Put that on the screen. Possess, overcome, and conquer. Possess, overcome. Words are so important. It's words that have gotten people into bondage and bound up like they are. Because people speaking negative. Just having a negative air about themselves. But come on. Possess, overcome, and conquer. Can somebody put that on the screen for me? Possess, overcome, and conquer. Y'all ready? Repeat after me. This is a confession of faith. If you are coming on this live and watching a rerun, I forgot what they call it. I call it the rerun, okay? If you are watching and we are not live and you have come across this post, we are asking you to join us. To join us in this confession. Come on, let's possess, overcome, and conquer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come in no other name. We possess, we overcome, and we conquer. Revelations 12 and 11 says that I overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. And I love not my life unto death. Revelations 3 and 5. As we pray out loud, we speak into the atmosphere that he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed with raiment and will not be blotted out of the book of life. This scripture refers to me and my family. I will possess, overcome, and conquer by spoiling the goods of the inhabitants of the land. I displace them with the words of my mouth and the life of my tongue and the death of my tongue. And I decree and declare that the giants are displaced in my land, because I am well able, and I renounce and avoid and will not be plagued with any spirits that come along with the stuff in the land. Come on, take a deep breath. Come on, confession is very powerful. And when a bunch of folk do it, it's more powerful. Come on. You may be praying in tongues now. Come on, stir it up, pump it up, aisle it up, do whatever you're going to do. But let's go. Let's keep confessing. Out of your mouth. Don't say it under your breath. Speak it out loud. Confess. I confess that the milk and the honey is mine. I confess that I possess and repossess and will not be dispossessed. I speak 1 John 5:4 over my life and say, because I am born of God, I overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcame the world, even by my faith. 1 John 5:5 is released from my voice right now, that he that overcomes the world is me. I am the one that this scripture acts about. Who is overcoming the world? I overcome the world. Me. Because I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I prophesy, decree, and declare loudly out of my own mouth that 1 John 4:4 is my portion. I am of God. I am a child of the King. I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. And I have overcome them because greater is he that is in me than him that is in the world. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Praise the Lord. You got to act like you just said something that meant something, that's doing something. Your words are not idle. It's going forth to do that which God has called it to do. God bless you. I know we spent some time together. I'm getting ready to close out. Y'all hit those hearts and praising God for the word today. Some of y'all need to watch this over 2 or 3 times. Get it in your spirit. You know what I like to do? Do this. When you go to sleep tonight, take this word, put it on Facebook Live. If you have a place that you can go off to yourself and go to sleep with this word and let it get down in your spirit. I know the devil, if you're playing some crazy music or some other stuff, it'll make your spirit messed up. But prove God. Take this word, turn on Facebook Live, all right? Lay down and go to sleep and let this word get in your spirit. And while you're playing it, I tell you, I know that God has already shown up and showed out on your behalf, but a confirmation is about to be released to you in the spirit. Don't forget, again, thank you. Thank you, Miss Hobson, for my, oh my God, I'm so, you, thank you so much. I am forever. My friend had my book and just let me know and still went out of town. And guess what? I made him confess. Yeah, he has my book and been using it, but he won't get this one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go to Amazon right now. Go to Amazon. And y'all, when you give something to Cash App, it blesses the apostle. If you want to plant seed directly into my life, you can do it on Cash App. All the money goes to the church and they give love offerings to me. So if you want to plant a seed directly into my life and be a blessing, go to Apostle Kim 22 to my Cash App and do something crazy. I did something crazy. Before I could plant that $500 seed yesterday, it was back in my Cash App. That's what I prophesy unto you. That's what I decree unto you, that as you give, there'll be a continual cycle. So you'll know that you serve the God of provision and prosperity. Pre-order my book. Y'all hear me? Did you hear me? You heard me? That book is booming. All right? Pray out loud. Don't just LOL, P-O-L. Can y'all put P-O-L on the screen one more time? And it's only 150 seats left. Don't take a chance with it. Call somebody and say, hey, partner with me and help me register for that boot camp so I can be a part of that 300. Register for the boot camp. Go to my Cash App and pre-order that book on Amazon. I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.